The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Shop with Rakuten and you'll get it. What's it? It's the best deal, the highest cash back, the most savings on your shopping. So join Rakuten and start getting cash back at Nike, Expedia, Bloomingdale's, and other stores you love. You can even stack sales on top of cashback. Just start your shopping with Rakuten to save money at over 3,500 stores. Join for free at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Drone sightings have been spotted in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania and other East Coast states in America, including Picatinny Arsenal military base. There was also a sighting of a suspected drone flying close to an American airbase in Britain. Intelligence analysts from both US and the UK claim the drone interferences were caused by Russia. But how true might that be? Enda Brady, presenter with TRT World, is on the line now. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good to speak to you again.
Now, there's also a story this morning about Athlone, that there's a portal for aliens in Athlone, and that's what this is all about, that these aliens are about to reveal themselves to us. I doubt it's alien activity. What are they saying in Britain?
So the feeling in the UK is that this is absolutely human, and the finger here is pointing directly at Moscow. And they're joining the dots up here. So if you go back a few weeks, you'll remember there was a huge story about British-made Storm Shadow missiles being approved by Joe Biden for use by Ukraine on Russian soil. Now, within 24 hours of those first Storm Shadows being fired from Ukraine into the Kursk region of Russia, what started happening here in the UK, in the east of England, you've got two RAF bases, Lakenheath and Mildenhall. And they both have sizable contingents of US Air Force personnel and aircraft. And within 24 hours of Biden giving permission for the Storm Shadows to be fired by Ukraine, obviously they were supplied, built, made in the UK and given by Britain to Ukraine. What we started seeing was drones popping up, choreographed, coordinated, flying above the air bases and causing problems and disruption. Now, the response from the UK authorities was to send extra personnel to try and track down who was flying these things. And so far, they have not been able to find any suspects.
When we had drones flying over Dublin Airport, the authorities moved fairly quickly and they have weapons, electronic weapons by which they can take these drones down. They can destroy their connection with the base and therefore they have no longer any instructions as to how to fly and where to fly. You'd imagine that the UK and the US have that kind of technology in spades.
They absolutely do. So the UK military deployed a jammer signal, and they also have technology that will turn the drone back on whoever is flying it and basically away from the area of sensitivity. So these air bases, the feeling is that couple of reasons. It's being done in response to Britain supporting Ukraine. It's also being done as a way of testing out response times, that if a drone is spotted, how long will it take the authorities here to get people on the ground to shut the drone down? And also, crucially, looking at what aircraft are there, troop movements, the layout of the base, all of this is getting fed back. But it's been quite a choreographed campaign, and there is great concern here that the Russians clearly have people on the ground willing to do their bidding on English soil.
In other words, there are spies on the ground who are willing dupes of Vladimir Putin, although they could be very well Russian citizens who entered the UK quite legally. Now, in America, they had this theory that there was an Iranian mothership off the East Coast, which was controlling these swarms of drones over the military facilities. That was discounted by the American authorities.
Yes, and look, clearly so. Look, I think the American intelligence system would be right across who's in their waters. They would have satellites up there looking at shipping. They would know exactly who's there. Look, I think the way the world works now, Pat, the internet, all these different conspiracy theories, and then it wasn't really helped this week with Donald Trump coming out and saying that the public aren't being told everything. You know, this just heaps more fuel on the flames.
I mean, he said that our president, which I thought was interesting given that he claimed he won the last election, he said our president knows what's going on, but they're not telling me as president-elect.
Well, look, wait until the third week of January then, and if they do tell him, he can tell the world. So, yeah, we won't have long to wait.
Now, is it possible that these are just mischief makers? I mean, is the intelligence community convinced these are malign actors, or could they just be messers?
I think it's too choreographed, and I would say the general public, I've been to these two air bases in the east of England, Lakenheath and Mildenhall. The general public don't even know they're there. I mean, if you stop people in the street in any English town or village and say to them how many American Air Force personnel are based in Britain, they simply wouldn't know. So I think it takes a fair level of knowledge and expertise already to know where to be going with these things. But the problem for the UK authorities is, and I think the real kind of concern is that they've not actually arrested any one person for flying these drones over RAF bases. And that is very, very worrying.
Now, I presume these are civilian drones that people can buy in any kind of tech shop, and they're up there. But the difficulty, I suppose, if they disrupt the flying activities at those military air bases, I mean, if an aircraft taking off was to crash into one of these things, it would obliterate the drone, but it could also damage the aircraft.
Yeah, precisely. And the military are not going to take that risk. They're categorically not going to fly while this is happening. But I think the main concern, you know, the military know what they're doing. They're not going to put aircraft up when drones have been sighted. I think they're far more concerned about who's behind this and what real-time information is being fed back, presumably, to the Kremlin.
I presume some people over there believe in aliens.
Of course they do. Yeah, of course they do. And they'll be following everything in America. But look, the problem with social media, Pat, as we all know, it's an echo chamber. So if you want to believe in something, you'll find someone else who believes what you're thinking as well. And they drown out all other voices.
Mm. Well, moving on to another difficulty in the royal family, Prince Andrew has done it again.
Yes, he is the gift that keeps on taking this Christmas. So he's now banished from Sandringham. He will not be allowed to have Christmas with other members of his own family. And I'm hearing that he's going to be stuck with his ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, at the Royal Lodge in Windsor. Charles, of course, famously still trying to get him out of that property. Andrew won't leave. They call it the Siege of Royal Lodge. So it's all over his friendship with a man who is allegedly a Chinese spy. Christopher Yang was the name that was being used, 50-year-old businessman, very successful. And Andrew not only welcomed him into the UK, brought him into Buckingham Palace, into Windsor Castle, and introduced them to a couple of prime ministers along the way. All very useful if you are indeed a Chinese spy. The authorities here have now banned this man from setting foot in Britain, and he is denying being a Chinese spy, but it's yet another embarrassment for Andrew, and you get the impression Charles has reached breaking point.
Now, the question of what Andrew was up to, I mean, he was the trade emissary for the British government, kind of an honorary position where you use your title and your influence to try and advance trade deals. And this man, Yang Chengbo, I think is they've revealed his name, he was Prince Andrew's sort of representative in Beijing.
Yes, so Andrew had this thing called Pitch at Palace, where young business people would be invited into Buckingham Palace in front of investors, a bit like Dragon's Den with a royal backing it. And Andrew loved it. And we now know that the reason he loved it was because any deals that were coming in China, he would be getting 2% of them over the next 3 years. So this was where this guy Yang came in. Andrew appointed him as his representative in China, and the friendship developed from there. He even went to Andrew's 60th birthday party. So he was very much inner circle.
And he's not, of course, the most disreputable of Prince Andrew's friends. He collected quite a few.
Well, Jeffrey Epstein, famously the convicted billionaire pedophile, that is the relationship that has really kind of tarnished Andrew's reputation forever, and everything that's spun from that, and Andrew's alleged relationship with an underage woman as well. So it's so bad. But look, I think Charles has had a very difficult year on the health front. Cancer diagnosis, ongoing treatment. The last thing he needs is yet again Andrew popping up on the front pages a week before Christmas.
Andrew Brady, thank you very much for giving us an update on all of that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Shop with Rakuten and you'll get it. What's it? It's the best deal, the highest cash back, the most savings on your shopping. So join Rakuten and start getting cash back at Nike, Expedia, Bloomingdale's, and other stores you love. You can even stack sales on top of cash back. Just start your shopping with Rakuten to save money at over 3,500 stores. Join for free at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.